One of the most challenging family relationships is the relationship between the mother and her son. It starts so warm and fuzzy, and then all of a sudden he emancipates. We're going to spend this week talking about mothers and sons.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and special guest this week is the Mrs. Rosemary Barnes, and it's good to have you here because
you
have one son and one daughter with Dr. Barnes, and they're adults now, and I know you guys all have a great relationship with your kids.
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to hearing how that actually happened.
This is going to be fun because Rosemary and I have been married almost 40 years, and we do have a son and a daughter, and in this, watching the evolution of the mother-son relationship has been kind of amazing for me, and realizing that I was part of that, and realizing even with my mom, I was as the oldest and being a boy. But there are a lot of issues. There's a lot of pain for mothers of sons, isn't there? A lot of pain.
Can I leave now?
Why?
Because perhaps more than the mother-daughter, and I think that we're going to be talking about that in the future soon too, but I think perhaps more than the mother and daughter relationship, although there are those challenges too, there is the mother and daughter in some ways, they're always bonded because they're two women together. And if the relationship is good growing up, you know, there's change, of course, and the dynamics, of course, change.
Well, here's the classic of that. Both of our children live within 5 miles of us, and your daughter calls you 3 times a day, and you're waiting for your son to call you once a week. And yet, you and your son were so close. People thought you were dating at one point. It was just hilarious watching you two and watching this boy who just grew up, a godly kid, president of a senior class. But there were some events he actually took you, some events he took a date. I mean, he was so freed up. It was unbelievable. But there's pain we're going to get to in that. But, but probably because of the initial bonding.
Right, and the initial bonding. And I think because the nature of the genders, the relationship is just going to change. And that's just a given. It's a reality of life. It's God's plan. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. But there's such a strong bonding from baby. It doesn't matter whether it's a male or female. But as a new baby, as an infant, there is a tremendous bonding between mother and child, son. And so that's the initial relationship. It starts very strong and very, very intense.
And very genderless. It's initially very genderless. This baby's genderless. And all of a sudden becoming a little boy. And I would remember when he was little, and I know you jacked him up to do this, but I would come in the door and he would come running to the door. Now, I'd like to think it was totally his idea initially, but you would get him running to the door. Daddy's home, daddy's home, daddy's home. But I could sense those days, even with you were pouring your life into this kid, and all of a sudden dad comes home at 6 o'clock and he's the all-time hero. And you're the one that said no all day. And I'm the one that's the yes person because they're easy things to say yes to. Daddy, will you throw a ball with me or whatever? And just watching this unconditional love as you being his number one nurturer, number one encourager, and number one trainer, and just watching the slow, again, we'll talk about this the whole time, but the slow pull away of a boy from his mom. I grew up and I didn't realize how close I was to my mom until I rethink some of the things my dad did. I was the oldest child and obviously a boy most of the time. And in this process, I got so close to my mom because my dad was out of town a lot of way that I really, really must have become a major mama's boy. And for that reason, my dad at 9 years old sent me to sports camps for eight weeks every summer, just sleep away out of here to help the process. But it was amazing as I think back, the amount of sobbing my mom and I did every summer as they put me on that train and sent me out to the end of Long Island at 9 and then 10 and then 11 and 12 years old. But there were I think he saw a need for a little bit of an emancipation to take place.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, with all the time and effort and care and nurturing, as you've said, that a mother puts in, there's just something about the male bonding. And it's a healthy thing. It has to happen. But because of that need for a little boy to bond with a male figure, his dad, hopefully, it just can be a very painful part of it for mom who has as you said, poured so much time and effort and thought and love and, you know, kissed Bru's knees and encouraged and helped with the science projects and all those things. All the
things
time
generally
and effort.
The dad didn't do.
Yes, and then he gets all the credit, boy, I'll tell you, as he walks in the door.
But it's got to be brutal because mom is the one all day doing all these things and teaching all these things and teaching the word no and doing the discipline. And so she's the nurturer, but she's also the no person and this. And then all of a sudden, you know, daddy comes home and he's everything.
And another thing about that, the no, the saying no and boundaries and all that, because mom, whether she is a stay-home mom or a working mom or a single mom, she is generally, because of that unconditional love that by nature God has kind of wired us to have, we're the ones that they test the boundaries with more than anybody else.
Oh, yes.
And I've observed that with Tori and her little toddler right now, that he may be an angel for a Sunday school teacher and for daddy when he gets home, but it's mom who he's going to test the boundaries with because mm-hmm. he feels unconditionally loved and bonded with her and he's with her all the time. And so that's the other aspect that's very difficult. The very same thing that it might have been a struggle with her during the day, dad comes home and says one word and boom, everything is taken care of.
Can daddy put me to bed? And it's almost like, okay, so here I am the mom and I've done all this all day. Can daddy put you to bed? Are you kidding me? And Rosemary, I think the picture God gives, he sets you up for that. I mean, you're the one whose body changes to have this baby and your body goes through all this and you're so bonded before, you know, you're almost bonded at conception almost and certainly bonded as the baby is growing inside the womb. And then the absolute what you go through, which I can't even describe at childbirth and on and on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And then taking care of the baby and changing the baby. And dad does some of that, but certainly mom does the vast majority. And certainly mom is the one that nurses the baby, not dad, and on and on and on and on. And watching this process is amazing bonding as you give more and more and more and more and more of you. There is a slow turning at about two and a half, three, ever so slow, imperceivable turning towards dad and loves both. And I almost think part of it also is, as mom, I know you love me unconditionally. I'm not sure about dad. Mm. You know, dad, I perform for. Dad, I want to show the great things I did. Look what I did today. Mm-hmm. Come out of a Sunday school class with something I did with my fingers and paint, and I run to show it to dad. I think that dad is the benchmark and the perverse compliment to mom is, come on, mom, I already know you love me. Get out of the way. Let me go get to dad. Mm-hmm. And it's just, every mom feels this, but I don't think they tell each other enough and prepare each other enough because in their heart of hearts, they feel guilty. I'm jealous. How can I be jealous of his wanting and his desire for his dad? There's something perverse about me being jealous. I shouldn't be. I'm a mature adult. I shouldn't be jealous about this. And yet there's a pain, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. I'm so pain stricken. I can't even speak. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, you almost feel used.
Yes.
You know, I did all this.
That's a good word.
That's good.
I mean, you could play the victim card, which I know a lot of moms do that. Yeah. You know, you have no idea what I've done for you. And they bring up how many hours they were in labor as if the kid, you know, come on. But, you know, you have to kind of get over that.
Right.
This is going to hurt.
Right.
This is a process that's going to have to happen for the better of the child. But it's like the ultimate selflessness of a mom.
And I like that selflessness word. That's exactly, I think, the role of mom. And it's actually a beautiful thing because we learn true sacrifice from the source of unconditional love. When we give of ourselves to that degree, our bodies, as you said, nursing, the sense of that baby growing in your womb, but the sacrifice of loving it and having it be literally a part of your body, and then to have to let it go into the hands of somebody else and ultimately his wife, which I guess we're going to have to talk about that too. But anyway, the point is that it is such a picture of unconditional love causes sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And so it's a beautiful picture. It's a biblical picture. It's a picture of God. So,
but it's different even with girls and boys, though, because moms have this relationship with their daughter and you grow up and there's always, like you said before, that bond because we're both females. We're right. I can teach you things that I've gone through.
Right.
But you're setting up this boy to be a man, to be different and
exactly.
to do different roles. And of course, dad plays that role.
Right.
But it's there is kind of a sorrow in that, man, I'm just like a stepping stone here
right.
to help you get to the next mm-hmm. level. And then I got to right. get out of the way because that's just how God designed things mm-hmm. to be.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we as a mom, if we're not careful, we're looking for the payback. And that's a harsh word. I didn't mean it like that, but it kind of is. We're looking for the day where the child, the boy, says, I am absolutely blown away at all you've done for me in my life. And it, right from birth on, it would be nice if the 4-hour-old baby would just stop and say, Mom, I was in there. I heard you screaming. I know the pain you went through. Thank you, Mom. Yes, you are exceedingly and abundantly beyond what I could have asked or imagined. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to happen. You know, I had an interesting privilege this week, a very interesting privilege, actually. Sheridan House, where I work, had a golf tournament, and it was a special golf tournament for a small amount of players at a very exotic country club. And it was at a country club where around the outskirts of the country club were some incredible mansions. Don Shula's house was there, Julio Iglesias, all these different amazing things. I went right from that up to Fort Lauderdale to spend last night. And I didn't put all this together till today, to spend last night feeding the hungry. The men's Bible study that I get to teach, we were there feeding the hungry. Wow. Each of us were waiting on a table. And in the feeding the hungry, I thought, well, how good are you, God, to bring me back to reality as I'm looking at these, 25,000 square foot houses on this golf course thing. And feeding the hungry, watching them and realizing, and I gave the lecture ahead of time to the guys with me saying, they won't say thank you. That's not why we're here. They won't say thank you. That's not why we're here. Because they're in such pain, they don't know how to say thank you.
Wow.
And be careful because they could get you when they say, this is it. This is all. I don't like chicken or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They're in pain and the pain blocks their mouths. And so you're not going to get what you want to get unless you know why you're here and you're absolutely positively here to serve God. That's it. We're here to serve Christ. When you do this for the least of these, you do this for me. And I think there's no greater example other than Christ on the cross. After that, here's a cool thing he did from the cross. John, behold your mom. Mm-hmm. Mom, behold your son. And there's such a, in other words, John, I'm done. I want you to be the son to my mom. There's such a great final thank you in that. And if we don't do life for the right reason, and if mom doesn't grasp it, the whole incredible, unbelievably difficult job of being a mom will wear you out. And you almost dream. And I feel bad because in this case, this little boy we're talking about named Roby, who's 30 years old right now, is like one of my very best friends. Mm-hmm. But my best friend. I'm not the one who did all those things growing up. And Rosemary's scowling right now. I'm grateful she doesn't carry a weapon. Yes. And I got it by default. I'm dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very, very hard. I think some moms almost back up and subcontract the kids out to trainers just to avoid the pain. I think other moms are totally unprepared. We have to do this thing, and mom has to do this thing knowing the payback is well done, good and faithful servant. And your kids do hit an age when they come back and they say, wow, thank you. I remember our kids calling in from college saying, I thought every family was like ours until I got to college. And then I realized, wow, they're not. It's a difficult job of unconditional love where you don't hear the word thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult job where mom is often the ogre, the difficult person. And how many times, Rosemary, did you say to me, I'm so tired of being the ogre, and you come in and you are the fun
parent.
Yeah, you're the fun parent when you come walking in. The job of the mom is challenging. But the job of the mom, I think America desperately needs moms right now and desperately needs mothers of sons. It's our job to raise our children waiting for God to say, well done.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes and Rosemary Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, here on Parenting Today, covering this topic of mothers and sons. And we'll continue tomorrow. We hope you can join us for that. If you want to hear this program again or share it with another mom that you know, even connect with us on Facebook or Twitter, all the links are online at parentingtoday.org, where you can also sign up for the daily email blog. That's parentingtoday.org. And to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries and to support the ministry financially, that's online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more on Parenting Today.